Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Meredith Zienick, Second District Director, Agriculture and Natural Resources, and 4-H Youth Development Agent, Abby Powell. Good morning, Abby.
Good morning.
Now, I've not heard much about this this emerald ash borer at all, but I'm very intrigued to hear what you have to say.
Yeah, emerald ash borer, probably not maybe the time that you would think to address pests in our trees, but I had somebody come in last week and it really prompted me to think, oh, this might be a great topic for my radio segment, and I thought, I'm just going to do it. And so, yes, the emerald ash borer, as you're out and about, you might notice that there are some holes in your tree, and those are created by various borer-type insects, but the emerald ash borer is an exotic invasive beetle that comes from eastern Russia and northeastern Asia, and they think that it came into the United States with infested packing material. And now that this beetle has shown up, it is threatening our urban and riparian forests, and it's killing the North American ash tree. And we do have a lot of those around here, and there's reportedly 70 million ash trees that have already been destroyed due to the emerald ash borer, and it looks like obviously there will be more as that starts to spread. And so we're not seeing much activity right now from them. They're going into hibernation, but as you're out maybe picking up leaves and stems and kind of getting things ready for the winter, you may look at them and at your tree and notice some boreholes. If they're round, really not anything to worry too much about unless you have a lot of them. The emerald ash borer is very unique in the shape of the borehole that it creates. It creates a D-shaped hole. So if you see a D-shaped hole, it's very important that you contact your local extension agent or even the Kansas Forest Service. And it can't KansasForests.org, there's a place where you can actually do a self-report of emerald ash borer and they will come look. And so we get a lot of people that come into our office and see the boreholes and it scares them because we have some reports of emerald ash borer in Kansas just north of us. I'll kind of talk a little bit later about which counties they're in. And so they come in, and my first question is, well, what makes you think that you have this? And, well, we have holes in the tree. And then I'll ask about the shape of the borehole. And so, well, I'm going to go home. And fortunately, I haven't had anybody that has came back and said, oh, yes, we have emerald ash borer. What do we need to do? And so, like I said, right now, we're not seeing the active emerald ash borer. The adults are usually present during our summer months, and they might have stayed a little bit later this year, stayed a little more active just because of the temperatures being warmer. But after they kind of go into, I'm going to say hibernation, I don't know if that's the right word, but they, a few weeks after they lay their eggs, and they will go into the crevices of the bark, and they will lay their eggs in there, and then they will hatch, and then the larva is going to begin to chew through the outer bark of the tree. And so the feeding is what is going on right now. Well, I shouldn't say right now. It's kind of started to end. They'll feed under the bark and create S-shaped galleries, and those will expand as they grow. And this feeding is going to disrupt the water and the nutrients that the tree needs to survive. And then the larvae are going to overwinter in the tree, and then they will come out in the spring, May and June, and create the D-shaped exit hole. And then as adult beetles emerge, they're going to feed on the foliage for their 3 to 6 week lifespan. They'll mate, and then the process begins over each year. And so we have a continuous cycle. We know how it happens. We know what to look for. The problem that we're seeing in Kansas is that it is starting to show up in the northeastern counties. It originally came to the United States in or North America to Michigan and up in Ontario, Canada in 2002. And now it has started coming down the Midwest, the eastern part of the state. And we've had it be identified in 24 states. And it was first identified in Kansas in 2012, and that was in Wyandotte County. And then in 2013, they were found in Johnson County, 2014 in Leavenworth. In 2015, the emerald ash borer was identified in Douglas and Jefferson County, and then in Atchison in 2016, Donovan and Shawnee County in 2017. And in the Meredithine District, we are made up of Miami and Linn County. Well, the emerald ash borer has been found in Miami County, and that was in 2019. It was also found in Jackson County that year. And then Brown and Osage County had reports in 2022. And then in the last 2 years, Franklin County, Lyon County, and now Nemaha County are the counties that have been identified in Kansas. And so it is probably just a matter of time before we start seeing the emerald ash borer in Coffee, Anderson, and Linn County as it makes its way south. And so if you have emerald ash borer, like I said, you'll need to report that, and the Forest Service will come out or they'll send pictures, and then it's going to be in your best interest, if you can, to get those trees taken down after the infestation, because if it is properly identified as emerald ash borer, the tree is going to deteriorate very quickly, and you don't want those dead trees to be around, because they will be a hazard of potentially falling on power lines, your houses, vehicles, and things like that. And if we keep infested trees around, then it's just going to give those emerald ash borers more to feed on. And when I say the tree is going to deteriorate quickly, it will usually take about 4 years. And so those are some different things that we need to think about, is that we need to get them removed out as much as we can to help eliminate any issues. So that is what I know about emerald ash borer. So I'm not saying everybody run outside and look at their ash trees, but if you think about it, you might take a gander when you're out there, even this spring when you start mowing again, and see if you have any D-shaped bore holes. I'm guaranteeing that you probably have some round ones, but like I said, those are not anything to be too concerned about. And if you have more questions about emerald ash borer or tree health, please feel free to contact your local extension office or the Kansas Forest Service.
Well, again, very intriguing stuff with the trees, and always very interesting stuff that you always have to say. Well, coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Flory.